What Does It Mean to Be Fearfully and Wonderfully Made? By Jennifer Heeran, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Genesis 1:27. So God created human beings in His own image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. The human body is a unique design of multiple systems that all work intricately together. The cardiovascular system gives you energy to move. The muscular system gives you the ability to move, lift, and hold things. The digestive system processes food into energy and discards waste. The immune system keeps you healthy. The hormonal system determines your gender. The eyes cause you to see, the nose lets you smell, the tongue and mouth let you eat and taste, the ears enable you to hear, and your skin enables you to feel textures. You are also blessed with a brain, so you can think, process, and create. God created you on purpose with love. However, you were made with a hole in the center of your soul that only one thing fits. Until you find that very specific something, you'll never be fulfilled. And that very specific something is God Himself. You were designed with an intense need of your Creator, God. Without a relationship with Him, you'll always be searching for something to fill that void. Drugs, alcohol, food, money, sex, material goods, occupations, hobbies, travel, success, fame. These are some we try to fill that empty space inside with. But none of those things will ever fill it. They're like round pegs in square holes. The vacant areas at the edges will still leave you desiring more of something else. Whatever you attempt to put in there will dissipate because it never completely fills the space. Those things were never meant to fill the space. They never can. Sadly, many continue to shove mismatched pegs into that hole. A little of this, a little of that, hoping that one day they'll feel complete. They surmise that this thing over here didn't work, but maybe this other thing will do it. They just haven't found the right thing yet. But one day, they hope they will. People want to look to everyone and everything else before they turn to God. Fortunately, God made a way for us to repent and turn to Him by sending His very own Son to make the way. When you do finally realize that without God, you're unable to make the most of yourself, that's when things begin to change. The clay can't mold itself no matter how hard it tries. However, God, the potter, can not only mold His clay, but He also knows what His original design of you was. He's both a potter and an architect with a master plan. Do I always feel like I'm fearfully and wonderfully made? No. Sin and pride always want to drag me back into my own way of thinking, the same thinking that kept me reaching for those mismatched pegs. Those thoughts tell me that I can do whatever I want by myself without God. They lie and they don't even make sense. They say I can do anything, but then turn around and say that I'm not good enough to do what I want to do. Feelings can't be trusted unless they line up with the Word of God. And the Word of God tells me that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made for a specific purpose. Therefore, with God's help, I'll walk in that purpose as often as I can. Whether I always feel it or not, I can trust God and His plans for my very life, and you can too. Ephesians 2:10 reminds us, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus, so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago."
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.